This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. And my first guest this hour is Jay Brewer. Now, you got to go online and check him out, okay? Because he has a television show that's showing up on Roku. He's got a lot of videos. He raises snakes. And I want to tell you something. You won't believe what you see. And it's going to be premiering this week on Roku. It's called Reptile Royalty. From the Backstreet Boys, our friend Howie DeRoe will be joining us, the host of Shark Week on the Discovery Channel, Paul DeGelder, and then we're going to talk about credit scores with Nikhil Bahel. And that's all coming up this hour, live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi Today.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
She said, I don't like spiders and snakes. And that ain't what it takes.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi Today. That song by my buddy Jim Stafford is a very appropriate song for our next guest because I watch him and I cannot believe what he does, but I tell you, he's best at it. Joining us right now is reptile influencer and the man who created the Roku series, which is upcoming this Friday, called Reptile Royalty. Jay Brewer is here. Hi, Jay. How are you? Welcome to the show.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. I've been, you know, looking at some of the videos that you do. If nobody has ever heard of Jay Brewer, you've got to become a fan because you won't believe us. Tell us about the world-renowned reptile zoo that you founded with your wife and three daughters in Fountain Valley, California. This, ladies and gentlemen, is unbelievable. It's not for the weak of heart, I will tell you.
Yep, they say if it hops, crawls, or gives your mom the chills, we probably got it at the reptile zoo.
Well, you know, I was watching the video where you had four people lying on the floor. They were kind of chained together. You were taking these reptiles and letting them crawl all over them. Everyone, hear a little background, okay? If you don't mind, Jay, you were at 14, you were orphaned.
Correct.
$500 inheritance. You went into the fishing boat
building. Wow, you actually know what you're talking about. This is real. You got it right on the spot.
He built a boat. He's in the fishing business. At 23, he and his wife, they opened up a store called Pet Country in Fountain Valley, California. And then in June of
1996. He launched PrehistoricPets.com, and now he has got this great TV show on Roku that's going to be premiering on Friday. How did you get interested in these snakes? And there's no other way to put them, and they're big snakes.
Well, yeah, I have some. I mean, I've had Guinness World Records. So basically, you started really good with a orphan at 14. Well, we were poor. You left the only part out, and that gave me the opportunity to have nothing to do. So I had to literally go out and find things to entertain myself, and that was catching lizards and frogs in irrigation ditches and in the middle of the night and doing all kinds of crazy stuff, and not much has changed.
Well, you know, a lot of times when kids are bored, they like ride a bike or play baseball or something. What was the attraction to snakes? And I think that probably 90% of the people, they're not afraid of them, but they just get the willies watching them. I have a son that even if a worm comes on his front porch, you might as well forget it. Take him to the emergency room. Why snakes?
I think that I like the fascination of everybody being so scared of something that isn't that scary to me.
Yeah.
And learning about things is when you find out that you don't really have, it's not fear, it's not understanding is what makes the fear.
Sure.
And I'm excited about the show because I think it brings the reptiles into more of a normal animal because they are animals, you know what I mean? And they literally interact with us and we have so many big ones like Dark Gator, our 300-pound gator. And, you know, he knows me. He knows his name. You know what I mean?
How do you find a wife that has the same interest as you? And I don't mean to be flip, okay? But, I mean, you've got three daughters, which normally, you know, girls would run away faster than the guys do. Was she equally interested?
That is not true. Women are much more curious than men, and men are scared way more often than women.
Really?
That's a fact. Oh, absolute. I guarantee you statistically. Now, that being said, I don't think my wife was that into the animals. Luckily, she found enough traction to me.
Well, you must have had a heck of a lot of traction, I got to think of it.
So, yeah, I must have had a lot.
Wow.
I always kid around and say, they ask me when I started my business, and I say, well, I was young and good looking.
Wow. My wife thought I was rich. That's the reason why she married me. But I fooled her, boy. Right. I tell you, nobody can get anything past me. Now, you care for over 600 of the most rare and exotic reptiles. You have done things like wrestling a 500-pound lizard into their enclosures. You had a giant tortoise that was stuck in a sewer drain. You relocated an alligator because it was chasing. The alligator was on the 18th hole of a golf course. Now, do you sell these, or is it a museum?
I never moved any gators off of golf courses, but I've been involved with a lot of fun, amazing stuff and traveled all over the world. I'm really excited about the show because they caught a lot of fun, interesting facts and a lot of things people just would not expect. And Roku did a very fantastic job at it, and I'm looking forward to that.
It's going to be a series, right?
Yeah, we have 6 episodes dropping on the Roku channel. It's actually streaming free on Roku, and it's on Reptile Royalty, and it starts this Friday.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. I really can't. Now, as I mentioned before, do you sell these?
We do have a small pet store. We started off as a pet store. Now we're more into the education and zoo. We still have a little pet store. We still sell them. We naturally have things being born. We want to get them good homes. And, it's part of what happens. I don't believe it's very natural to not let an animal reproduce, to be completely honest. And there's homes and there's people that love them. And there's a whole reptile community out there in the world.
I was watching your videos on Facebook today. And these things are absolutely huge. I mean, what is the biggest one that you have as far as length? Not height, obviously. Weight? They're not very high.
So we have pythons that are around 23 feet long, and they weigh about right in the 300-pound range. That is literally in the world record class area. They're supposed to get bigger. Never seen one over 24 feet. But they're big, big, big snakes. And those snakes don't just get that big by accident. And it's like my life goal to have a giant snake. I enjoy it. It's fun to pull them out and let kids interact with them. You know, I wouldn't ever want a kid to own a 300-pound snake.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they would not be able to if they start with a baby, because they would have to take years and years and a lot of special feeding to get them that big.
What do they eat? And I know the old line is, what do they eat? And then the guy says, anything they want. But seriously, what do they eat and how long do they live?
People don't think about snakes the way they really are, because snakes start out very vulnerable and they have to eat very small food. And then eventually they eat larger and larger prey. And then on the type of snake I'm talking about, reticulated pythons, they get to be an apex predator and they eat what they want.
Yes.
They can eat small deer, they can eat pigs, wild boar, rabbits, our equivalent of a coyote, what they live out in the wilderness, large cats. They eat almost anything when they get to be adults, but they are very preyed upon when they're young, to the point where a snake can lay 60 or 80 babies at a time, but yet they're still on the... they're still on a species of concern list, even though they have 60 or 80 babies, because they're only really able to produce two or three that survive to adulthood. Most people don't really think about the mathematics to that.
I guess the major question that everybody's waiting for me to ask is this. How many times have you been bitten by a snake, and how dangerous is that?
Okay, well, I've only been bitten once by a venomous snake, and that is very dangerous. When I was young, I got bit. When I was 23 years old, I got bitten. And the funny part, I wasn't in the reptile industry, so maybe getting bitten by the snake made me change my profession.
Yeah, wow.
But I almost died. It was 7 days intensive care. It was very intense. And that was quite a chapter in my life. But I've been bitten, I wouldn't even be able to even predict, millions of times, thousands, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of times. And for real, in real life, a snake bite, if it's not a venomous snake, is really way overrated.
Really?
Way overrated. I've been to Africa and got hung up in their thorn bush trees, and I'll tell you, that's 10 times worse.
Wow. Well, I got to tell you, I could talk to you, Jay, for hours. I know you're in a busy schedule, but you have got to come back so we can chat for a long time, because I have a million questions I want to ask you. But I do want to make mention of the fact that coming up this Friday, the upcoming series on Roku is called Reptile Royalty. You've got to watch this, ladies and gentlemen. There's 6 episodes and hopefully more, and it's Jay Brewer with his Jay Prehistoric Pets. And I got to tell you something, Jay, I hope this is a big hit for you. You deserve it. And would you come back and join us again, because you're fascinating.
I would absolutely love to. Maybe you can watch an episode, and then you'll have a lot of questions.
Okay. More questions.
I think we left out one fun part.
What's that?
It's streaming free on Roku, so everybody can go check it out for free.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
They're going to have a blast. It's not very often you get something this exciting for free.
No, and I got to tell you something. It is exciting. Okay, it's streaming free on Roku. It starts this Friday, called Reptile Royalty, and it's brainchild of Jay Brewer.
Oh, have a great day.
Thank you. And be safe, will you, please? Be safe. You got to watch this, ladies and gentlemen. This is an unbelievable man. You know, the late Steve Irwin, he was really unbelievable with this guy. You cannot believe what he does with these snakes. Look, get the willies thinking about it. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it is. Love me like I want to be loved by you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted to using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. That's the music of the fabulous Backstreet Boys. But joining us in our studio right now is a friend of ours from the group for many years. Howie DeRoe is going to be here along with his sister, Pollyanna. Hi, Howie. How are you? And Pollyanna, welcome to the show. It's nice to have you back on the program again, Howie.
All righty. How you doing?
Good. Hey. Pollyanna, thanks for joining us. I have to tell you, first of all, before we talk about any of the things that we're going to be talking about on the show, you absolutely, Howie, in your chosen field, have really busted all the barriers. I congratulate you. You guys are terrific.
Thank you. I knock on wood every day.
And sitting across the table from you is kind of like sitting across from Ringo and Paul McCartney when I was growing up. So that's
big shoes to fill.
You fill them marvelously, I want you to know. This is a family affair we got going on here, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Is there a bit of family competition, Paulia?
Not at all. Actually, I tried to educate Howie. I got him started in this. No, I'm very, very, very proud of my brother. Fortunately enough, he's been able to help me as well. I just now finished touring with him on the Backstreet Boys in South America, Mexico, and all throughout.
How difficult is it to be the warm-up act? I mean, the opening, we'll call it the opening act, not the warm-up act. I had the opportunity one time of talking with Jackie Kahane, who was the comedian ahead of Elvis, and he said it was the toughest job in the world, you know?
Oh, no.
Is it?
No, I enjoyed it. I wasn't even nervous. I was telling my brother, I said, I'm a little nervous that I'm not nervous because this feels too comfortable. But it was a lot of fun. Actually, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work, but it's definitely worth it.
Well, you are here for a reason, and that reason, I think, is outstanding. A lot of times in the music business, and not so much now as maybe 10, 15, certainly 20, 30 years ago, people in the business didn't want to say what their ideas were with regards to political things, and they didn't want to hang their hat on a charity, but you have done that, and for a very personal reason, too. Coming up this Friday night is a benefit for your sister, who passed away a couple of years ago, from lupus.
Yes, sir. Exactly. Yeah, we're very fortunate. The Dora Lupus Foundation was started, like you said, I lost a sister, Carolyn Coughlin, to lupus at the age of 37.
Wow.
And she had been dealing with complications for the past 15 years. And it was never a disease I thought would take her life. You know, I grew up with her constantly having the chronic cough, the swelling of the joints, the butterfly rash, you know, that's very common symptoms of when they go out in the sun. But never thought it was a disease that would actually take her life. And unfortunately did. Since then, instead of trying to, you know, look so down upon it, and, you know, I tried making a negative into a positive. I talked to her doctor actually approached me and said, you being who you are, you know, you could really make a difference with this disease, possibly. You know, you going out there and talking about it. He says, I know you, as the Backstreet Boys, y'all do a lot of charity stuff with, like, Elton John's AIDS benefits, Stings, Save the Rainforest. Here in Orlando, we did for the tornado relief. It's just one of the things that, you know, we've been blessed so much every day with all the, you know, the fortune that the fans have given to us, that it's a good way for us to give back. And this here person, like you say, was something very close to my heart. And so we started up the Dora Lubis Foundation 2 years ago, and each year we're having an annual event, a variety show / auction, is at Hard Rock Live. And I've called up a lot of great friends, like the Pointer Sisters, John Cicada, Aaron Carter, Barry Williams, the former Greg Brady, as well as little Deborah Gibson. Asked them to come about and to perform at this event, which I'll be hosting. Everything from such great stuff as Elton John's personal glasses, as well as some seats to his musical, to great memorabilia stuff from sports, to a lot of great stuff. And that evening, which is going to be at SeaWorld's Port of Call as well, Paulie and I are going to do the entertainment and do a little concert.
That's great.
A little Latin show.
It's the one that Howie and I take on the road with us. We went last year to Argentina and Puerto Rico to raise money for the Lupus Foundation as well, and we're fortunate enough to be able to do the same show. It's a Latin show where Howie does a lot of cover tunes from various artists such as Ricky Martin, John Cicada, Mark Anthony, Santana, and I'm his opening act once again.
That's great.
And doing some of my original music, which is also Spanglish-type Latin pop music.
I sense by talking to both of you that, Jen, I met other members of your family out in the waiting room there, that it's a close-knit family.
Totally.
Very close. This had to be devastating when this happened.
Yes, it was.
How did you handle it? Obviously something that you saw coming, but as you mentioned, Howie, you didn't think it was to this magnitude.
Yeah, especially for me. I remember we had just come back from being over in Europe for about 3 years and had a lot of great success over there. It was just really starting to build up a lot, and we were fortunate to come back over to America at that time and start having some success here in our homeland. We had just won the night before our first MTV award, and it was on a natural high,
sure.
Just as high as I could be, you know, mm-hmm. Just glory and excitement here, you know, being at home. And my brother and my sister were both there, and unfortunately the next day my dad called and said that my sister Carolyn had taken a turn for the worst. And it was unfortunate because I'd just seen her the month before and had a concert in her hometown in North Carolina, and would have never expected for a month later for her to be in this situation. And I went down to North Carolina, took some personal time off, and just told the guys it'd probably be a couple of days, just hopefully she'll have a, you know,
recoup
and everything, and you know, be back on tour. And mm-hmm. Unfortunately she took a turn for the worse, and I lost her. And I literally went from the funeral to a plane and had to go over to Argentina to do a show.
Had to be tough. Is it hereditary?
It is in the genes. Yes, we have an aunt that actually died from family disease of lupus. And we're learning, like I say, every day ourselves more and more about the disease. We've connected up with some great research doctors in L.A., a woman by the name of Bev Hans, who works with the UCLA Research Center out there. And she's really educating us a lot on it. Like I said, to me, the way I understand it, when people ask me about it, I always try to explain to them it's the closest thing I can relate to is AIDS, because everybody's always looking for some kind of disease,
sure,
that they can relate to,
yeah,
except for this disease is not sexually transmitted. It attacks the white blood cells, and unfortunately the body can't produce enough antibodies to fight off like the common cold,
mm-hmm,
or in this kind of situation my sister had a chronic cough, and so she actually wasn't able to get enough oxygen to her lungs, and she actually died from pulmonary hypertension.
Is there anything that you can do as brother and sister to prevent it happening to yourself?
Well, we ourselves, we get tested, and that's one of the biggest things that I'm trying to at least encourage people out there, if they may have not heard of the disease, or if, as long as they've heard the word lupus, at least just start asking questions.
Sure.
Ask your doctor what it's about. What are some of the side effects? What are some of the, you know, symptoms? And just to maybe, you know, just to get tested, just like everything else out there.
And I assume that this is going to be the second of many, many events.
Yes.
People listening across the country right now and want to participate, how can they do it, honey?
Well, we have a foundation, and we have a website. It's www.doralupusfoundation.org, and we have a lot of chapters all over America that are starting to develop. And we get a lot of time people that come to us and say that, like, they'd actually like to put together different charity events for this. We have several walk-a-thons that we do all across America.
Mm-hmm.
I just personally came back from Chicago just a couple of days ago, where some people up there put together a big bowl-a-thon.
Wow.
That I was a part of. FAO Schwartz has joined together with me. We have a butterfly that they've put together in the stores for the Stars in the Lotto, and which 50% of the proceeds are going to our foundation. So there's lots of things that people, if they can't per se come to this weekend, if they'd like to join in some kind of help out by logging on to our website.
Get the information the website.
Like I said, we have the foundation is based out of Palm Bay.
I congratulate you on the great crusade that you've got going.
Thank you.
One of these days, I'd love to have you come back and talk about the music business.
Sounds good. Again, the web www.doralupusfoundation.org.
Thank you so much for joining
me. Thank you.
Our very special guest on the show today of Howie Duro from Backstreet Boys and his sister Pollyanna. And if you get an opportunity to contribute to the Lupus Memorial, do so.
It's a great cause. And I'll be back with more on Ron Sedgie today.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Millions of Americans are still dealing with extreme heat, and forecasters warn the heat dome is expanding in Texas and in the Southwest. Triple digits could drag well into next week and beyond. Police in Portland, Oregon are looking for a suspect who fled a hospital Saturday afternoon after firing shots, killing a security guard. Police say the body of a young girl pulled from the Delaware River on Friday is believed to be one of the young children who went missing during last weekend's deadly flooding in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Alabama's Republican lawmakers are ignoring a recent Supreme Court ruling and are refusing to create a second majority black district. A new congressional map was passed Friday with only a single one, defying the ruling of the Supreme Court that upheld a lower court's order to redraw the state's previous congressional map. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Listening to Ron Segi today out across the USA and around the world. I want to talk to the parents for a second. If you have a child that is a little wild in their youth, be patient, okay? Because our next guest falls into that category. Rather wild youth, but he went on to do great things. Navy diver, shark attack survivor, author, motivational speaker, the host for the Discovery Channel Shark Week, also key personality in Netflix's Seaspiracy, the podcast Dirt Down Under, spoke at the United Nations, and made an acting debut in Fighting Seasons and appeared in Shell Shocked in 2022. Quite a guy. Joining us right now is Paul DeGelder. Hi, Paul. How are you? Welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure, mate. Thanks for having me on. That was a lot of stuff you just said.
I know. I didn't want to take up too much time of the interview, but boy, I tell you, I was just amazed at the fact that a lot of parents say, my child, because you had a wild youth, my child is going nowhere. Well, I got to tell you, they should look at you because you went everywhere. Congratulations on a great career. And, of course, this week, Shark Week on Discovery, it begins Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time on the Discovery Channel. Paul, tell us a little bit about your background because you have sustained enormous injuries and many, many challenges. And, you know, you come up with a three-word description, improvise, adapt, overcome, which is a part of a mantra of the Australian Army, which you have not only experienced. Tell us about this. This is fascinating because Shark Week is great, but you've experienced it firsthand.
Yeah. I actually joined the Army first. I was a paratrooper for 5 years, and I did that because I didn't really have much else going for me. You know, I tried a lot of other things, but I got kicked out of home at 17 because I was an unruly kid, and I got a job working behind a bar in a strip club, and I became a rapper. I opened up for Snoop Dogg in 1998, but not a lot of money in white rappers in Australia in 1998, and so the band broke up, and I followed my younger brothers into the Army. They were artillery, and they told me I was too soft to join infantry, so I joined infantry, and had an amazing time. Did a lot of cool stuff. And then looking for more adventure, I discovered this group called the Clearance Divers, where they conduct land-based and underwater EOD, counter-terrorism drills, tactical operations, a whole bunch of stuff. A really, really cool, vast, interesting job. But after about 4 or 5 years, I turned up to work one day, and we were doing a counter-terrorism exercise right in the heart of Sydney Harbour in Australia. And while I was in the water swimming on the surface, a 10-foot bull shark attacked me, and it grabbed me by the back of my right leg and my right hand in the same bite, and actually tore them out of my body. Seems it wanted them more than I did. Ate me for breakfast before I'd even eaten breakfast, which I thought was pretty rude. But it nearly killed me. I'm not sure how I survived, but I swam back to my safety boat with one hand and one leg through a pool of my own blood, and fortunately my teammates sprung into action, rendered first aid, and then the paramedics turned up and whisked me off to emergency surgery. So, that was a pretty rough day at work, I'm not going to lie, but I stuck to my military training. I like you said, improvise, adapt, overcome, tried to make the best out of what had happened that I possibly could. I actually used fear as a really powerful motivator to propel me into my training and my mindset so that I could go back to work. And I pulled that off after only 7 months. I got to go back as a clearance diving instructor at the Navy Dive School. It's testament to that training that we get. You know, if you implement it in every part of your life, it can come in and help in spades.
Paul, how do you, actually have the incentive and the ability to fight on when you were so severely injured? And the reason I ask that question is because here after the fact, survived, and you're, you know, functioning and successful and living a great life. But at the time, you don't know if that's going to happen after being, you know, eaten by a shark. And as a result of that, when you were attacked, did you ever think that you'd never go back to doing this again? Obviously, you didn't even know if you're going to live, because later on, you learned to hand feed bullhead sharks in Fiji. After what you experienced, I don't even know if I want to get in the water again.
Yeah, mate. You know, I didn't have anything else. That was the thing. Like, I used the fear of losing my career to, like, motivate my training, motivate my mindset to prove to the Navy that I could go back to work, because I didn't have anything else to fall back on. You know, I was, before the Army and the Navy, I was just, you know, treading water, trying to work out what to do. And so I had to prove to the military that I could still have some value. And so I did, worked my ass off in the gym every day. Then I got my prosthetics, and there were really tough days, and I cried myself to sleep more nights than I can even tell you. But I was never going to take my own life. The thought crossed my head so many times, but I was determined never to do that. You know, I'm not very religious these days, but I did grow up in the church with my family, and you know, Mum always said that killing yourself is throwing the gift of life back in God's face.
Wow.
And then, you know, it's a cardinal sin, you go to hell. And while I'm not super religious anymore, I didn't want to risk it. So I'm not going to die. I've got this life to live. So what am I going to do with it? And so I thought, well, I'm just going to train. I'm no stranger to struggle and pain. We go through it in Army and then Clearance Diver Selection. And so all I've got to do is implement all of these things that I've learned, prove to people that I can do this, and at least I know I've tried. And having those impossible dreams, really big, scary dreams, it's so important to living a fulfilled, successful life. Because if you don't try, then how are you going to know what you are actually capable of? And so that was it, man. Like, I didn't fall into depression. I had bad days, but, you know, I didn't push them away. I let them take over me a day, and I'd eat two buckets of ice cream and two pizzas, and I'd watch some movies that I loved, and then the next day I would kick my ass in the gear and get back into the gym and get back to life.
Wow, I gotta tell you, that takes a lot of discipline. I am no longer, I want you to know, going to complain about my elbow that's been bothering me the last week. I can't... And let's talk about Shark Week. You know, there is a fascination with sharks, okay? It's just unbelievable. And on the news every night you hear about shark bites. I live in Florida, so they're all over the place. On the new season, which again is going to be Shark Week on Discovery, which premiering this Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time on the Discovery Channel, what are you going to be addressing this time around?
We have an action-packed adventure week. I'm so blessed that I get to be a part of this every year. I've got a show where I've traveled off to Brazil, and I'm working with these three incredible female shark scientists, learning from them. And then, you know, I see my job as being the conduit between the action and the scientists, and passing all that knowledge on to the viewers. So there's a really crazy spot called Fernando de Noronha in Brazil. Very little study has gone on there. We found these amazing sharks. May or may not have found a tiny baby tiger shark, so freshly born that it still had the birth slime on it. So that was mind-blowing. And then some of my boys have gone off to Egypt, and you don't really associate Egypt with sharks. You think pyramids and camels and sand, but they've gone out looking for sharks in the Med and the Red Sea. So that's really going to be an incredible show. I can't wait to watch that one. You know, we've gone off to some of our favorite spots like Florida to look at all the species out there. So it's going to be a really great week.
Great week. And I know you're on a busy schedule, Paul, but you got to do us a favor and come back and chat about this more, okay? You're a fascinating guy, and I could talk to you for hours on end. Would you do that?
Anytime, mate.
Okay, thank you very much. Our guest has been Paul DeGelder, as we mentioned before. Well, I'll tell you something, a Navy diver, He lost his arm. He lost his leg in a shark attack. I mean, the list goes on of the things that he was really and truly confronted with in life's journey, and he overcame them all. Spoke at the United Nations, went on to be a trainer for the Australian Navy. Unbelievable guy. And Shark Week is coming up on Discovery Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time, again on Discovery Channel. And I want to remind everyone to visit our website, which is ronsegi.com. ronsegi.com. When you get to the homepage, there's a couple of icons there. One says Listen Live, and if you hit that, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We've also archived many, many weeks of radio shows on that site. And there is another icon that says Facebook. And if you tap on that, you and I can become friends on Facebook. I also invite you to visit another website of ours, which is called Segi Sings, S-E-G-G-I-S-I-N-G-S. And there you can read all about our 15-piece orchestra that we do a tribute to my late friend Dick Clark's American Bandstand. Check them both out. And I hope you like what you see. And here, you're listening to Ron Segi today.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. By the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
To Ron Sedgy today, many important things in life, but one of the things that is right up there at the top is a good credit rating. Without that, boy, you're in a world of hurt. And a lot of times it takes a long time for people to not only understand it, but appreciate it and have one, and should start really with the youngsters. So joining us right now is the CMO of the nation's top credit scoring company, and that is FICO. Joining us is Nikhil Lahill. Hello, Nikhil. How are you?
Ron, thank you so much for having me. Much appreciated.
Well, thank you for joining us. Why is financial responsibility literacy so important?
Well, Ron, you know, at FICO, we have been committed for many decades now on financial inclusion. And to drive financial inclusion and financial independence, you really need to focus on financial literacy and financial education. The more somebody understands what goes into their personal finances, you know, what is a credit score? How does credit score function? What role do they play? What is a FICO score? What goes into a FICO score? And how do you improve your FICO score? It is really important. And so we want to, you know, give people the tools and the knowledge to be able to do that effectively.
And it is important to really educate people when they are young, because sometimes it just gets out of control and, you know, it takes a long time to correct a bad credit rating. And you've teamed up with a soccer team. Let's talk about that.
Thanks for that, Ron. So do we. You know, this gives us a really unique opportunity. Chelsea Football Club is one of the most renowned football teams, one of the most successful soccer teams around the world. And they're here this summer. They're in the U.S. They're going to five different cities to play matches. And this gives us an opportunity to, you know, go into those communities in those five cities and make a real difference against something that is a real issue out here. You know, we've research has told us that one in five teenagers lack basic understanding and skills around personal finances. And about 75% of young adults lack confidence in their financial knowledge. And in partnership with Chelsea Football Club, we have an opportunity to go into these cities, into those communities, to drive financial education and literacy campaigns and workshops to change the situation, to make meaningful change here.
90% of most U.S. lenders depend on FICO scores to really make decisions on lending money. You know, I could never understand in high school, for example, why they didn't teach all about the responsibility of having a good credit score and even how to sometimes balance a checkbook. They don't teach you that. They teach you everything that you may never use, but the stuff every day, they don't have it. Should they do that? And is this program helping that cause?
They should absolutely do that, Ron. In fact, I'm so glad you brought that up. At FICO, we have actually built a high school program.
Wow.
That we are hoping high schools across the nation adopt and bring into that curriculum that teaches the basics of personal finance, credit, credit scoring, the FICO score, etc. And we are actively working to try and get that into the school curriculums. But we're not waiting for that, Ron. We want to do something about that right now. And the best way that we can think of to do that is to ensure that this next generation is empowered to lead a financially independent life, just as you mentioned. And so we are going to drive these financial literacy programs, invest in these financial literacy programs, you know, give young adults a baseline understanding of personal finance, of credit scoring, of how credit works, what is a FICO score, what goes into the FICO score, how do you improve your FICO score. And we have a number of tools as well as information available at myfico.com. Again, that's at myfico.com. where young adults, or for that matter, any of your listeners can go and check their FICO score, monitor their FICO score, learn about it, and do something about it, and empower themselves to manage it as best as they can and to lead financially healthy and responsible lives.
Okay, how can they do this through the program, the Chelsea Football Club? How does that further this goal?
Well, Ron, in these five cities, you know, we're going to make this real. We have two different educational workshops that we're going to run in each in these cities. The first one is really targeted towards teenagers, and we're pairing up or partnering up with Chelsea as well as with the U.S. Soccer Foundation who are doing some really meaningful work in these communities to run these educational workshops. We're also going to then take those teenagers to a Chelsea game so they can enjoy the game and meet with some of Chelsea's legends and some of their top players and get some words of encouragement and advice from them. In addition to that workshop, we're also running workshops for adults. And here we're teaming up with some of the nation's top nonprofits in running educational programs as well as personal coaching to help them improve and deal with their credit. So we're not waiting here, Ron. We want to do something about this right now. This partnership with Chelsea gives us an opportunity to make a meaningful difference in these communities.
Which of the five cities you're going to be doing this in?
Well, we kick off with Chapel Hill, North Carolina, tomorrow, followed by Philadelphia, and then Atlanta, finally the D.C. area, and last but not least, Chicago.
Okay. Is there anything that our listening audience could do to help in getting these programs in the high school? Because that's going to be an extremely difficult thing when you're dealing with all these school districts and all the politics involved. Is it something that we can do? Because this is really important. I mean, really important for the success and the credibility of another generation.
I could not agree with you more, Ron. And, you know, it really starts with asking for it. Asking your schools, asking your school districts, asking your elected officials. It has to start with the ask. And so we encourage folks, to ask for it, but don't wait for it. We have wonderful tools available at myfico.com, and we'd love for, your listeners to come and take advantage of the tools we have available today.
And that site, again, is myfico.com. Is that right, Nikhil?
That's correct, Ron. And, if somebody wants to sign up for those workshops that we talked about, those workshops can be, you can find out when they are, where they are, at fico.com/Chelsea. As well as sign up for those programs for free. And, just going back to this high school program that we talked about, Ron, we call it SABF Fundamentals, or Score a Better Future Fundamentals. You can learn more about it at FICO.com as well. And we'd encourage folks to go take a look at that, to access the curriculum directly, as well as to ask their schools to incorporate that curriculum into their the school curriculum.
That's great. When your time permits, I would love to have you come back and talk more about what really are the things that affect a FICO score, some things that don't affect it. This bill does, that bill doesn't. You need to come back and chat about that one day, because those are important aspects of understanding the FICO scoring.
It would be my honor, Ron. I would love to come back anytime.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Our guest has been Nikhil Bell, and he is the CMO of FICO with a great new program that deals with educating the young on the importance of good credit now and in their future. And that wraps up our lifestyle segment of the show, and I'll be right back.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For you, that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you. So no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
That's a wrap for this week. Want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the 2 hours, and our guests include a special guest, Ringo Starr, also actress and singer Jill Hennessy, author Scott Shea, who's written a book about the Mamas and the Papas, Jay Brewer from Reptile Royalty on Roku, and the Backstreet Boys' Howie Duroux, Paul DeGelder, the host of Shark Week on the Discovery Channel, and in our lifestyles portion, Nikhil Bahil. We'll be looking for your company come next week, but we'll do it again live, nationwide, and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. And until then, I hope that you have blue skies and green lights.